All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Things have gone from bad to worse for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, this was a team that only won 19 games last season, and they are well on the road to making this season even worse than it was last year. Philadelphia has yet to win a game on this NBA season as they find themselves through 13 games, 0-13, and it does not look to get any better anytime soon. Now, since they made the playoffs in 2011, their win total has decreased every single season. Right now, the 76ers are last in points scored in the NBA at 88.8 per contest. They are 27th in points allowed as they are surrendering over 105 points per game this season. And you look at some of these games. You go back to November 1st. They lost to the Miami Heat 114-96. They follow that up two nights later at home against the Houston Rockets as they lost 104-93. Then you look at November 9th against the Toronto Raptors. They lost 120-88. The worst botchery came on November 13th when they lost on the road at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks 123-70. The following night, the 76ers had a three-point lead with under a minute left on the road versus the Houston Rockets, and they lost 88-87. Then they lost to the San Antonio Spurs 100-75, and then on November 21st, they were blown out at home at the hands of the Phoenix Suns 122-96. Now you look back to the loss to the Rockets on November 14th. Again, this team was up 3 points with under 1 minute left in the game. And you look at the fact that Houston Rockets center Dwight Howard is one of the worst free throw shooters that the NBA has ever seen. At that point, if you have a 3-point lead, you simply foul that guy and make him single-handedly defeat you. But the 76ers did not do that. You look at this team and it was all about the rebuilding mode a few years ago, and they have nothing but youngsters on this team. Only two players on the 76ers are currently above the age of 25. You look at power forward Luke Richard Mbamute and shooting guard Jason Richardson, and neither one of these players really has a big impact on this team. And these young guys don't know how to win in the NBA, and I don't see any relief coming anytime soon. Now, for head coach Brett Brown and general manager Sam Hinkie, you look at the bad picks that they've had. Last year, it was Nerlens Noel, and this was a guy that missed his entire rookie season as he was recovering from an ACL injury that he suffered in his one season at the University of Kentucky. Now, Noel is back right now. He's leading the team in blocks at 1.3 per game, along with rebounds at 6.5 per contest. And this year, the 76ers used the third overall pick on the draft on center Joel Embiid. And this is a guy that could miss the entire season as a result of an injury. And you look at this team, they simply don't have talent. That's the only way that you can slice it. A lot of these guys would be they would make a great college all-star team or a great NBA D-League team, but these guys simply are not there as far as talent. And it's sad because the Philadelphia 76ers organization is rich in tradition. You look at the names such as Wilt Chamberlain, Julius Erving, and Charles Barkley, just to name a few. Then on top of that, Philadelphia is one of the bigger media markets in the NBA, but the Sixers simply are playing, or their front office rather, is acting like they are a small market team. Now, you look at their upcoming schedule. It does not get any easier tonight as they will host the Portland Trail Blazers, who are riding a 7-game winning streak, and they are one of the hottest teams right now in the NBA. The Sixers will host the Brooklyn Nets this Wednesday night, and there is hope right there in that game because the Nets have not been playing well, and that would be their best chance coming up, because right after that, the 76ers will host the Dallas Mavericks this Saturday night before welcoming the defending NBA champions in the San Antonio Spurs to town next Monday night. Now, aside from finally winning a game, you have to ask yourselves, will the Sixers actually be able to win 10 games this season? If they win 10 games, you know, that's something that you could understand, but I doubt that they win any more than 15 games this season. That's how bad and that's how hapless the 76ers team has been. And like I've said before, it's a crying shame because this was a once proud NBA organization. Again, this was a team that made the NBA Finals in 2001 when Allen Iverson was the MVP of the league. And the Sixers have simply gotten away from that. You cannot sit up there and take chances on guys early on in the NBA draft. If you are the Philadelphia 76ers, you need to find impact players. You need to go out there and draft in order to lure big-time free agents to come and play for you. And the 76ers simply have not done that. They are not only a laughing stock in the NBA, but they are also a laughing stock in all of professional sports. Because this right here with what you're seeing is ridiculous. I don't see how anybody in the 76ers front office can back the team that they are putting out there on the court on a nightly basis and expect the great basketball fans of the city of Philadelphia to go out there and spend their hard-earned money to watch this team. It is simply pathetic. That's the best way that you can describe it. And right now, they are just the whipping boys of the NBA. Teams know that they can go in there and play the 76ers and they will have a night off. The only way that the 76ers are going to be able to win basketball games this year is if their opponents simply take the night off and they underestimate their opponent and they could possibly be looking for a big game against another team down the road. But right now, it is simply not good to be affiliated with the Philadelphia 76ers. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.